أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأصلي وأسلم صلاة وتسليما يليقان بمقام أمير الأنبياء وإمام المرسلين، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. صلِّ اللهم وسلِّم وبارك على هذا النبي الأمين وعلى آله وصحابته الغر الميمين، أما بعد. جماعة المسلمين، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وكأي من نبي قاتل معه ربيون كثير فما وهنوا لما أصابهم في سبيل الله وما ضعفوا وما استكانوا والله يحب الصابرين. وما كان قولهم إلا أن قالوا: ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. فأتاهم الله ثواب الدنيا وحسن ثواب الآخرة والله يحب المحسنين. صدق الله العظيم. جماعة المسلمين، سورة آل عمران verse 146, 147 and 148. سورة آل عمران verse 146, 147 and 148. Go home and ponder over these verses as the impending ground invasion of Gaza looms over their heads and the heads of the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Jamaatul Muslimin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins verse number 146 of Surah Ali Imran with the words: وَكَأَيِّمْ مِن نَبِيٍّ قَاتَلَ مَعَهُ رِبِّيُّونَ كَثِيرٌ. رِبِّيُّون أي ربانيون. And how many a prophet? They fought alongside them, their companions, their followers. They fought alongside these prophets. رِبِّيُّونَ كَثِيرٌ. Many righteous people. Many righteous people. رَبَّانِيُّونَ. رِبِّيُّونَ أي رَبَّانِيُّونَ. People that were righteous. People that submitted and surrendered to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every way, with true faith. Standing up in the night, fasting in the day. No attachment to the dunya and no fear for death. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then describes them as such. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts forward their attributes, their characteristics. فَمَا وَهَنُوا لِمَا أَصَابَهُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is describing the people of al-ard al-muqaddasa. Al-Maqdisiyin. They are al-Maqdisiyin. Geographically, they are the Palestinians. In terms of the Quranic terminology, they are the people of the Holy Land. They are the caretakers of the Holy Land. The Holy Land belongs to all the Muslims. Mirath al-Ummah. It's the inheritance of the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from our father, from our patriarch Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam, the Prophet Abraham, peace be upon him. But the Palestinians, geographically speaking, al-Maqdisiyin, the people of the Holy Land, who live there, they are the caretakers of that land and the caretakers of Masjid al-Aqsa and Bayt al-Maqdis. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes them, فَمَا وَهَنُوا لِمَا أَصَابَهُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, that they were not overcome with wahan because of that which befell them in the path of Allah. No matter what they faced. And not in the last 56 years. Nor in the last 75 years. But in the last almost 107 years. In actual fact, on the 11th of December this year, it'll be 106 years. Next year, 11th of December, will be 107 years that our brothers and sisters have been under occupation في الأرض المقدسة, in the Holy Land, in the land of Palestine. Why? Because it was on the 11th of December that General Allenby marched into Jerusalem and the British began their occupation of the land of Palestine. This was as a result of their duplicity. When they broke their promise to Sharif Hussein, in hindsight, we know that Sharif Hussein was wrong to even negotiate with them in the first place. To make agreements with the enemy in the first place. To collaborate with the kuffar against your fellow Muslim. This is, or these were, the seeds that were sown for the Nakba. These were the seeds that were sown for the catastrophe that was witnessed in 1948. The seeds of treachery, of collaboration. It is said that he repented towards the end of his life, Sharif Hussein. He was the governor of Mecca under Sultan Abdul Hamid, the last true Sultan of the Ottoman Empire. And when he was overthrown, and at the advent of Turkish nationalism, and they sided with the Kuffar, with the British Empire, against their brothers in Islam, the Ottoman Turks, in the First World War. And whenever that happens, Allah takes everything away. Whenever a Muslim sides with a non-Muslim in fighting another Muslim, Allah takes everything away. And He humiliates the Muslimin. Wallahi, we are still suffering from that humiliation up till today. Sayyidina Umar warned us. Sayyidina Umar warned us when he came in front of the gates of Jerusalem to receive the keys from the patriarch. They had now surrendered the city. They had now surrendered the city to the Sahaba. And this was a special event. This is Bayt al-Maqdis. This land is Waqf. When Iraq was conquered, Sayyidina Umar never went. When Azerbaijan was conquered, Sayyidina Umar never went. When Egypt was conquered, Sayyidina Umar never went. But when Bayt al-Maqdis, when al-Ard al-Muqaddasa was conquered and returned to the Muslimin, returned to the Muslimin. Because
our forefather, Nabiullah Dawood, a Muslim prophet of Allah, the Prophet David, peace be upon him, he took it from the Jebusites. He conquered it and took it from the Jebusites 1,600 years before the conquering of it by the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Different Ummah, same deen. Different Ummah, same deen, same religion. What did the Prophet say sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Al-anbiya'u ikhwatun li'allat. All the prophets are like brothers of one another from the same father. Deenuhum wahid. Their religion is one. Islam. Wa ummahatuhum shatta. But their laws and their ways have differed. So when the army of the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which are the Muslimin of today, in order to be a Muslim today, you have to say La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When they conquered Jerusalem and returned it to the Muslimin, Sayyidina Umar went, because this was a special occasion. And Sayyidina Umar, as the Khalifa, he traveled with his servant. But because he is Umar, Al-Faruq, alladhi yufarriqu bayna al-haqqi wal-batil, the one who differentiates between truth and falsehood, right and wrong, lawful and prohibited, he shared the camel with his servant. They would read a half a juz, a hizb of the Quran each, and when that hizb was finished, they used to change positions. The one would walk, the one would ride. And the other one would get off, and then the other one would get on, and so, until they arrived at Jerusalem. And when they arrived at Jerusalem, and in actual fact, in order for Sayyidina Umar was now walking. It was his turn to walk. And they're about to meet the Patriarch of Jerusalem to receive the keys. But he had to take off his shoes and wade through a little puddle of mud. Whilst he was walking, his servants riding on his camel, and he's wearing a thobe with 17 patches. Sabatashar hirqa. And Abu Ubaid ibn al-Jarrah comes out and says to him, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ya Laytika labist al-Abaya, Ya Laytika rakibt al-Ba'ir. O Commander of the Faithful, if only you had worn your cloak, in other words, to cover the patches, if only you had ridden on your camel. I mean, yeah, you, the Amir al-Mu'mineen, the Commander of the Faithful, is walking barefooted with his sandals under his arm, his feet full of mud, a thobe with 17 patches, and his servant is riding on his camel. Who say ons in Afrikaans? He sit for ons in die oor. So Sayyidina Umar said to Abu Ubaidah, Ya Aba Ubaidah, لو قالها غيرك لضربته بالكف. If anybody else had said what you just said, I would have beaten him. Ya Aba Ubaidah, نحن قوم أعزنا الله بالإسلام. O Abu Ubaidah, we are a people that Allah has made great with Islam. Not with being Arab. Not with being Turks. Not with having wealth. Not with having oil. Not with being white or black. Or Malay or Indian. Or Cockney, Surti, Kanamiya, Memon and Calvadia. Allah has made us great with Islam. And every time that we have sought greatness, honor and dignity in anything but Islam, Allah has brought us down and humiliated us. And that's exactly what happened. When Sharif Hussein agreed to partake or to join the British in what was known as the Arab Revolt, revolting against their brothers who were ruling over them, the Ottoman Turks. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took the land of Palestine away, took the Holy Land away, took Jerusalem away, took Masjid al-Aqsa away. Yes, it happened in stages, but it happened. It happened. Sharif Hussein, according to his son, he had four sons. The two main ones were Faisal and Abdullah. The British had promised Sharif Hussein that he and his Hashemite family, because he was from Bani Hashim, he was from the family of the Prophet ﷺ, that they could have an independent Arab state. This is what is revealed in the McMahon papers that is still there in the British archives. The correspondence between Sharif Hussein and Henry McMahon, who was in charge of the Foreign Office in Cairo. Filled with ambiguity. You know how the English can perambulate on the Seminole tribe is a First Nation tribe from the area of Florida. And he always used to say to me, and knowing my background, he used to pull my leg, he used to say, "White man, speak with forked tongue." And wallahi, the British, they take the cake. When it comes to speaking with a forked tongue, when it comes to breaking promises, they take the cake. So what they were doing in 1917, look at this duplicity, while they had promised Sharif Hussein an independent Arab state, at the same time, the Balfour Declaration was issued and the Sykes-Picot Agreement was signed between Britain and France. That in the case of an Ottoman defeat, that France would take area A, Syria and Lebanon, and Britain would take area B, which would be Palestine, Transjordan and Mesopotamia, Iraq. And it was only because of the Bolsheviks that this was then exposed. With the Russian Revolution in 1917, and because of Trotsky, although being a Jew himself, he was a hardcore Soviet atheist. And so, although he might not have been what they deem today, and it's a misnomer in itself, the word anti-Semite, because Arabs are just as much Semites as what Jews are. But he was anti-Jewish in terms of religion and in terms of culture. So he exposed the Zionist plan. And here I'm not conflating Judaism with Zionism. In actual fact, the more you read of the Torah, the more illegitimate the Zionist state of Israel becomes. And that's why you will see many strictly Orthodox Jews are either non-Zionist or vehemently anti-Zionist. They even have something in their Talmud called the three oaths. The first oath being that they will never go back forcibly to the Holy Land en masse. They take that oath because they believe that is a rebellion against God, because their exile from the time of Hadrian, when Hadrian exiled them in the year 134, that this is a divine exile and they must submit and surrender to the exile that the Almighty has placed upon them. Zionism was started by atheists and secular Jews. The likes of Theodor Herzl, who told the Austrians at the time, the Austrian Jews, he told them that they should, in order to solve the Jewish problem, they should convert en masse to Christianity. What kind of a Jew is that? And initially, they even looked at the potential of having a homeland in Argentina or in Uganda. But at the first Zionist conference in Basel in Switzerland in 1897, they decided, no, they want Palestine. According to Orthodox Judaism, Rabbinical Judaism, this was a rebellion against God. So let's not conflate those two. So look at this duplicity. They promised Sharif Hussein the Arab state, independent Arab state, and at the same time, they promised the Jews a national homeland in Palestine, and they gave away Damascus, which they had promised to Faisal to make him the king, or let him to be the king of this independent Arab state, which was actually initiated for 16 months until the 25th of July, 1920, when the French marched into Damascus and defeated the Hashemite army. And ever since then, we are living for 106 years, we are living the treachery of the Sykes-Picot Agreement. ولكن الله لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم. But Allah, neither slumber nor sleep overtakes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When General Allenby marched into Jerusalem on the 11th of December 1917, up till today, Palestine has been occupied. Izzeddin al-Qassam. Izzeddin al-Qassam. You've heard of Al-Qassam Brigade? It's named after Izzeddin al-Qassam. Izzeddin al-Qassam, he was a freedom fighter from Syria, fighting against the French occupation. He managed to escape, and he went to Palestine. And from 1930 to 1935, he put together a regiment of about 700 men. They armed themselves with light artillery, and they were going to revolt against the British. At the same time, also having to deal with the Haganah. The Haganah was a paramilitary Zionist organization from which came the Irgun and the Stern Gangs. It's laughable when you hear Zionists speaking about terrorism. They were the greatest terrorists. Between 1944 and 1948, they went on a killing rampage. They even blew up the King David Hotel, which was the headquarters of the British administration in Palestine. And there is many records of many atrocities, even before 1948, of the murder of Palestinians in their villages. Then came Al-Hajj Amin Al-Husayni, who was the Mufti of Jerusalem. Izzeddin al-Qassam was martyred on the 20th of November 1935, along with three of his followers. Rahmatullahi alayhi rahmatan wasi'ah. Say Amin. Al-Hajj Amin Al-Husayni, who was the Mufti of Jerusalem, then sort of filled that vacuum and put together for the 1948 war an army known as Jayshul Jihad Al-Muqaddas, the Holy War Army. But again, they were small in number, light artillery. There wasn't much that they could do. It was only the fact that the Arab League got involved. Egypt and Syria and Lebanon and Iraq and Jordan and even Yemen. But because of American aid, which is lasting right up until today, they lost the war. And also because of Arab nationalism. فَكُلَّمَا ابْتَغَيْنَا الْعِزَّةَ بِغَيْرِهِ أَذَلَّنَا اللَّهِ. And every time you seek greatness, or every time, said Umar, what did he say? Every time we seek greatness in anything but Islam, Allah brings us down and humiliates us. And that is why, even with the PLO, which is a nationalist movement, there has been no success. They gave in to all Ashurut al-Musbaqa. They gave in to all the preconditions of the Americans and the Zionists. And they got nothing in return. Nothing in return. Maybe some of them for their pockets, but certainly not for the Palestinian people. And so 1948, 500 Palestinian villages were destroyed. 500. Not five, 500. 700,000 refugees. Seven, there are now three, four, five generations that are still refugees from those 700,000. 1967, a Naksa. 1948, a Nakba. A Nakba to a Naksa to. A Nakba means the catastrophe, a Naksa to means the setback. 1967, we then lost Ad-Daffa al-Gharbiya, we lost the West Bank, East Jerusalem, the Golan Heights, even the Sinai was taken. But then the Egyptians took that back in 1973. And ever since 67 until now, the Palestinians have known nothing but a brutal, apartheid, vicious occupation. 100,000 house demolitions, at least. Land seizures, expansion of settlements, cutting down of olive groves, detention, even for children, without trial. They want to call the Palestinians that get arrested and locked up detainees, and the ones that al-muqawamatu, harakatul muqawamatul islamiyya, harakatul muqawamatul islamiyya. What does that mean? The Islamic Resistance Movement. That is where the acronym comes from, Hamas. Did they just pop out of the sky? No, they were a product of the Second Intifada, which was started by a very pious man. We consider him as such, and we don't praise anybody above Allah, Sheikh Ahmad Yasin, who they literally blew up in his wheelchair. They blew him into pieces in his wheelchair. This did not start at 6:30 a.m. on the 7th of October, Jamaat al-Muslimin. This has been going on for more than 100 years. And the world in general, and more specifically, the Anglophone world. Wallahi, I say that with, I am ashamed. I am ashamed. This is the nation into which I was born. The Anglophone world, the English-speaking world, have turned their backs on the plight of the Palestinian people. And not only that, they regurgitate all of these lies. This is what we call atrocity propaganda. This is an old story. Well, that's where I feel relieved, because not all my ancestors are from England. I've also got some family from Ireland. Chucky Arlai, our time will come. Northern Ireland is still under occupation, don't forget. In 1641, the media in Britain, they said that the Irish rebels, you know, amazing the words they use, rebels, insurgents, militants, in your own land, that the Irish rebels, meaning the Catholics, had killed Protestant babies. Almost always involves babies. The same story in the Second World War with the children that were the babies, the Belgian babies that were supposed to have been killed by the Germans. And if you remember, not too long ago, 1991, with the advent of the first Gulf War, when they actually got an American PR firm to get the daughter of the Kuwaiti ambassador to America to say that the Iraqi soldiers had killed babies in their incubators, or had taken them out of the incubators and thrown them on the floor. This is all leading up to the invasion of Iraq. And the subsequent killing of a million Iraqis, including hundreds and thousands of babies. Just like what Cromwell did in 1641, that with this atrocity propaganda, they then were justified in massacring all the Irish rebels that were in captivity, and then they launched a vicious invasion of Ireland, where who knows how many were slaughtered. Whenever there's atrocity propaganda, you must know that an atrocity is coming. A form of genocide is coming. And this is exactly what has happened this time again. But you would think maybe some right-wing, obscure, you know, rabid, racist Islamophobe would maybe be spewing this on their vlog or on their blog on the internet. But no! Kate Burley of Sky News and Morgan, Piers Morgan, Afwan. Piers Morgan. But no, he's with now Talk Radio News or whatever. And the worst is Sky News Australia, down under. A'udhu billah. A'udhu billah min ghadabillah. And Fox News. Spewing. We have a simple question to ask. Hatu burhanakum in kuntum sadiqeen. Bring your proof if you're speaking the truth. Where's the evidence? Can you imagine if the Palestinians had to say that the Zionist Israelis had committed an atrocity without any visual? You have to give it in technicolor, 3D, visual proof for anybody in the world to believe it. And even if they see it, what will they say? Oh no, but God gave the land to the Jews. When are we as Muslimin going to stand up and debunk this false narrative? يا قوم ادخلوا الأرض المقدسة التي كتب الله لكم ولا ترتدوا على أدباركم فتنقلبوا خاسرين. Nabi Musa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala narrates to us in the Holy Quran, Nabi Musa said, oh my people, enter the land that's been promised for you. But don't turn on your heels. What does that mean? They were being sent there for jihad. One of the seven major sins is at-tawalli yawm az-zahf. To run away from the battle. It's one of the seven most destructive sins. They were sent, literally, Bani Israel was sent to the Holy Land. When I say Bani Israel, please, don't get confused here. All of the Anbiya were sent to Bani Israel except for 10 of them. So when you read about Bani Israel, when we learn the history of Bani Israel, there of course are the prophets from Bani Israel that were sent to Bani Israel, which are Muslim prophets. And then there were those that believed with them. And then there was the other group. ذَلِكَ بِأَنُّمْ كَانُوا يَكْفُرُونَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ. Those that disbelieved in the signs of Allah. وَيَقْتُلُونَ النَّبِيِّينَ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ. And those who killed the prophets without any just cause. ذَلِكَ بِمَا عَسَوْا. That is because they were disobedient. وَكَانُوا يَعْتَدُونَ. And they transgressed the boundaries of Allah. Just as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes with Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, the Prophet Jesus, Yeshua alayhi salatu wasalam, when he came to them, sent by Allah as Al-Masih, as the Messiah, فَآمَنَ طَائِفَةٌ مِّن بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ وَكَفَرَ الطَّائِفَةِ. A group from Bani Israel believed, and a group from Bani Israel disbelieved. But just keep that in mind when we speak about Bani Israel. Believers and disbelievers. لقد لعن الذين كفروا من بني إسرائيل من تبعيدية. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. Cursed are they, those who disbelieved from Bani Israel. So Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, he tells them, enter the land that's been promised for you, but do not turn on your heels. You're going to go fight a hectic jihad now. Hectic, wallahi hectic. There were mighty nations living in the land of Canaan. Al-Kanaaniyun, the Canaanites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Hittites and the Girgashites and the Jebusites and the Amorites. Mighty nations. قالوا يا موسى إن فيها قوما جبارين. They said, oh Musa, in this land there are mighty nations. وَلَن نَدْخُلَ حَتَّى يَخْرُجُ مِنْهَا فَإِنْ يَخْرُجُ مِنْهَا فَإِنَّا دَاخِلُونَ. He said, oh Musa, there's mighty nations in this land. And unless they first leave, then we will only enter. فَإِنَّا دَاخِلُونَ. قَالَ رَجُلَانِ مِنَ الَّذِينَ يَخَافُونَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then two men spoke. Two Muslims. Two Muslims from Bani Israel. Listen carefully. Two men spoke. Who were they? Yusha bin Nun, Joshua. Wa Caleb ibn Yufanna, Caleb. Joshua and Caleb. They were the only two spies out of the 12 spies that were sent. Lord Musa, you go and fight. Inna huna qa'idu, we're going to sit here and wait. And for that reason, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished them by not allowing one single person from the first generation of Bani Israel to enter the land. Imagine that. Except for Caleb and Yusha. Yusha was leading. Yusha was the right-hand man of Nabi Allah Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. They were the only two from the first generation that were allowed to enter the land. And Musa had warned, if you open the Torah, even he's speaking about the Torah that in which there is corruption and things have been taken out and things have been added, but there is still light and guidance therein. You can find the truth looking through the lens of the Holy Quran and the Sunnah of our beloved Prophet Muhammad, Khair al-Anam, salawatu Rabbi salamu alayhi. In wallahi, in terms of quantity, if you're looking for proofs for the illegitimacy of the Zionist state of Israel, wallahi, you find it in the Torah itself. Musa warned them that if you disobey God, if you take any gods besides God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the land will vomit you out just like those were vomited out before you. Nabi Musa alayhi salam, he was old. He died in the desert. He never entered the land. So his brother as well, Harun alayhi salam, died in the desert. Yusha bin Nun takes them across the Jordan River. And almost immediately, and Joshua warns them as well, you're going to be destroyed from this land unless you obey all the commands and statutes of the Almighty Jalla fi'ula. You'll be driven from this land. And almost immediately, they started their corruption again. Until eventually, in the time of Shamuel, who we also believe to be a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, appointed Talut, as he's mentioned in the Quran, Saul, to be the king of Bani Israel. Because they wanted a king. They insisted they wanted a king. They didn't need a king, but they wanted a king. So they were granted a king. And then what happened after that? Saul died, Talut passed away, and Nabiullah Dawood, he established Khamamlakha Khame'u Khedet, which is Hebrew for Al-Mamlakatul Muwahida, which is Arabic for the United, what I call the United Islamic Kingdom of Nabiullah Dawood, of the Prophet David, peace be upon him. He dies, his son Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam takes over. Nabi Sulaiman renovates and expands Masjid al-Aqsa. Nabiullah Sulaiman, a Muslim prophet, don't get confused. He expands and renovates Masjid al-Aqsa. He had a whole, speaking about contractors today with somebody, Nabiullah Sulaiman had a whole army of jinn builders at his disposal for this amazing project of the expansion of Masjid al-Aqsa. He dies, the kingdom splits. Immediately, Yeroboam of the northern kingdom, which comprised the 10 tribes. The southern kingdom of Judea comprised of basically two tribes, Yehuda and Binyamin, and the other 10 tribes, Ribun, Simeon, Naphtali, Zebulun, Asher, Asakir, Dan, Jad, Lawi, Yusuf, which broke up into Ephraim and Manasseh, had the northern kingdom. That was called the kingdom of Israel. Of all 19 kings that ruled over the northern kingdom, not one of them was a muwahid. You know what's a muwahid? Somebody who says, La ilaha illallah. They all worshipped idols. Initially, Yeroboam, who was the leader of the northern kingdom, he took two golden calves. He put one in Beit El, in Bethel, and one in Dan. Because he didn't want his people going to join the Judeans because they had Masjid al-Aqsa. So he wanted to keep them away. From the first to the last of the kings of Israel of the northern kingdom, they worshipped idols. Until eventually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in the Bible it's amazing, the so-called prophets of doom, the prophets of doom, who we believe to be Muslim prophets, Amos, Amos, and Habakkuk, and Ash'iyah, Isaiah, Hezqiyah, Ezekiel, Irmiyah, Jeremiah, they all warned the northern and the southern kingdom. Southern kingdom was just like the northern kingdom except for six kings that were believers. The others also worshipped idols. And in the Bible it speaks about the rod of God. Who was the rod of God? For the northern kingdom, Sargon the second of the Neo-Assyrian Empire decimated the northern kingdom. And Nebuchadnezzar, that was in 722 BC, and Nebuchadnezzar in 586 destroyed Jerusalem and Masjid al-Aqsa in the year 586, and they were sent into exile. They were in exile for 70 years. They repented at the hands of Uzair, Ezra, Nehemiah, and Zerubbabel, the stranger of Babylon. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as is in Surah Al-Isra, ثُمَّ رَدَدَنَا لَكُمْ. Then we returned it to you, and they were sent back. They were given a second chance. But again, they committed corruption. لَتُفْسِدُنَّ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَّتَيْنِ. You will cause corruption twice in the earth. The first time they caused corruption, eviction. They were exiled. After 70 years, they repented, given another chance. Again, they committed corruption and even rejected Masih ibn Maryam, the Messiah, Jesus, the son of Mary, and even tried to kill him. And in the year 70, the Roman legionnaire Titus, the son of Vespasian, the Roman emperor, came and again, just like Nebuchadnezzar, Buchtanasar in 586, destroyed Jerusalem and Masjid al-Aqsa. And they were banished from Jerusalem. In actual fact, the Romans changed the name of Jerusalem to Alia Capitolina. And they put the statue of Jupiter. They destroyed Masjid al-Aqsa and instead made a shrine for the statue of Jupiter in Jerusalem. And then in the year 132, Simeon Bar Kokhba, who was the leader of the Jewish zealots, rose up against the Roman Empire. That's why many analysts, even in the Zionist state today, say that the Israelis are suffering from Bar Kokhba syndrome. What's Bar Kokhba syndrome? To fight against an empire the size of the Roman Empire. At its height, at its peak, Hadrian massacred the Jews. And that was the beginning of the great diaspora that lasted for about almost 2,000 years, until they forcibly came back to the land, breaking the first oath of the three oaths in the Talmud, that they will never ever forcibly come back to the land en masse. Zionism is a rebellion against God according to Judaism. But Jamaat al-Muslimin, the two corruptions, as Allah speaks about in Surah Al-Isra, don't forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what He says at the end. وَإِنْ عُدْتُمْ عُدَنَا. And if you come back, after breaking all the preconditions, it's like somebody, he leaves his children a property. But he says that, number one, all the rent must be paid into a trust. And number two, no drinking on the property and no loud music after midnight. And what do they do? Almost immediately, they start using the money for themselves. They don't put it into the trust. They're drinking, drugs, women, loud music until Fajr. They get evicted. They seek for forgiveness. They get another chance. They come back into the building. They do exactly the same thing again. They get their final eviction notice. Why does nobody speak about this, Jamaat al-Muslim? Ask anybody, especially in the Western Anglophone world and in Europe, about the Qadiyya al-Filistiniya. They will say, no, the land belongs to the Jews. It was theirs. And yet you look at these hypocrites who have broken every single statute in the Bible. The Bible means nothing to them except when it comes to the false narrative that is being spewed about Bani Israel. Well, Allah warns Bani Israel, وَإِنْ عُدْتُمْ عُدَنَا. If you come back, as they have come back forcibly to the land, and if you come back to your evil doing, to your disobedience and to your transgression, we will come back to punishing you. In the meantime, Jamaatul Muslimin, in the meantime, we are the ones that are being tested. فَمَا وَهَنُوا لِمَا أَصَابُهُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ Our brothers and sisters in Gaza have passed the test. Wallah, Allah has elevated these people to a level of iman that you and I can only dream about. The one man said yesterday, he said, they destroyed my home. I'm going back now to clear the rubble. I'm going to move back in. Let Netanyahu send another rocket to kill me. I'm not worried. This is our land and we are not going anywhere. What do they expect? That we're now going to go and wander around the Sinai desert like they did over 2,000 years ago? La wallah. People of Gaza are not going anywhere. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes them, Jamaatul Muslimin, in these verses in Surah Ali Imran. Ma wahanu. Wallahi, they are not afflicted with what we are afflicted. You know what is that? Wahan. Here Allah is describing them. And how many a prophet, they fought alongside them, righteous people. Fama wahanu, wahan did not afflict them. Or wahan did not enter their hearts because of what afflicted them in the path of Allah. What is wahan? The Prophet ﷺ explains. Yushiku. أن تتداعى عليكم الأمم كما تتداعى الأكلة إلى قسعتها قيل أو من قلة نحن يومئذ يا رسول الله قال بل أنتم يومئذ كثير ولكنكم غثاء كغثاء السيل ينزع الله الرعب من قلوب أعدائكم ويلقي في قلوبكم الوهن قالوا وما الوهن يا رسول الله فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم حب الدنيا وكراهية الموت said it's gonna come a time يوشكو أي قربة دنا كاده It's about, this is now 1,400 years ago. The Prophet said, it's almost about to happen. Wallahi, it's happening now. It's going to come a time when the nations of this world are going to prey on you. Like the eaters at a feast feed off one plate of food. Palestine, Afghanistan, Iraq, and so on and so forth. The Sahaba said, is it because of our small numbers on that day, O Messenger of Allah? He said, no, on that day you'll be many. But you will be like the froth, like the foam of a flood water. See, when the water comes through the valley, in the desert, it picks up all that debris. It's a lot, but it has no weight, no strength. It just goes wherever the water pushes it. في روايه كغثاء البحر, like the foam on the waves. You see the southeaster blowing? You go to Table Bay, to the Sea Point Promenade. You will see that foam, it gets so thick and so much, it even comes onto the other side of the road. Of the beach road. But it has no weight. There's no strength. It just goes wherever the water pushes it. And then Allah will remove the fear of you from the hearts of your enemy. Allahu Akbar. Look at the arrogance. Look at the arrogance of America. And the UK. And Europe. Even Germany is now going to send some special drones to aid the Zionist invasion. And the Americans have sent their General Ford aircraft carrier. They're not scared of the Muslims. In Palestine, there's 9 million Zionists. 9 million compared to 8,000 in 1914. Compared to 8,000 in 1914. There were 800,000 Muslim and Christian Palestinians. Mostly Muslim, of course. Mostly Muslim. And some Christians. 800,000. 8,000 to 9 million. From all over the world they came. Sephardim, Ashkenazi, Mizrahi. From all over the world they came. Jamaatul Muslimin. Allah has removed the fear of us from their hearts. They're not afraid of us. We are weak. We are like the foam of the flood water. وَلَيَقْذِفَنَّ اللَّهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ الْوَهَنَ And Allah will put into your hearts. So Allah has removed the fear of us from their hearts. And Allah has placed into our hearts. Because we've asked for it. We've wanted it. We've desired it. So Allah gave it to us. And Allah has put into our hearts wahan. They asked, what is wahan, O Messenger of Allah? What did he say? حُبَّ الدُّنْيَا وَكَرَهِيَةُ الْمَوْتِ The love of wealth. Dunya. Dunya wala. paisa, fulus, geld, miran. The love of wealth and the hatred of death. Wallahi, Allah has freed the people of Gaza and of Palestine in general from the sickness of wahan. فَمَا وَهَنُوا لِمَا أَصَابَهُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. There's no wahan in their hearts as for that which has afflicted them in the path of Allah. وَمَا ضَعَفُوا. Nor have they become weakened. Do you see them becoming weak? Do you see them raising the white flag? Wallahi, he said, لَن نَسْتَسْلِمْ. We will never surrender. لَا هُدْنَا. We don't even want a, what do they call a hudna again? We don't even want a ceasefire. No ceasefire, no surrender. We are not going anywhere. Imma nasru wa imma shahada. Either we're going to get our freedom from occupation, or we are going to attain martyrdom by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wama da'afu wa mastakanu. So no wahan. May Allah free our hearts from wahan, Jamaat al-Muslim. That's what Allah is waiting for. That's what Allah, then you're going to see the help of Allah coming. No wahan, no weakness. Wa mastakanu. You know what's istakanu? And nor were they made to stand still. Oh, it's just bang, 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 it's just Wallahi, they haven't stood still. This is why we say, Gaza, Ardul Izzah. Wallahi, the people of Gaza have caused us to lift our heads a little bit. The fact that they're fighting back after 107 years. They are fighting back. They are fighting back. No attachment to the dunya. No fear for death. Wallahu yuhibbu sabireen. And Allah loves those who are patient and persevering. Do you hear any of them cursing God? Do you hear any of them cursing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because they just lost their houses or they lost their beloved ones, their wives and their children or their husbands and their parents? No, Allah. All you hear them saying is, Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. Allah is enough for us and an excellent protector for us. فَانْقَلَبُوا بِالنِّعْمَةِ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَفَضْلٍ لَمْ يَمْسَسْهُمْ سُوءٍ وَاتَّبْعُوا رِدْوَانَ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ ذُو فَضْلٍ عَظِيمٍ. This is a dua that is mustajab. Anybody who says Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel, Allah shows us what the answer is. فَانْقَلَبُوا بِنِعْمَةِ مِنَ اللَّهِ. They will return with the favor of Allah and His bounty, and no harm will come to them. And when we mean harm, doesn't mean they're not going to be martyred. This is a gift from Allah. وَيَتَّخِذَ مِنْكُمْ شُهَدَاءَ. Allah chooses martyrs from you, but meaning that no harm will come to their iman. Their iman will only increase. وَاتَّبْعُوا رِدْوَانَ اللَّهِ. They are only seeking the pleasure of Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the possessor of the greatest favor and bounty. فَمَا وَهَنُوا لِمَا أَصَابُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَمَا ضَعْفُوا وَمَا اسْتَكَانُوا وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الصَّابِرِينَ. الصبر جماعه المسلمين is very bitter. It comes from the word sabur or sabira, which is the aloe plant. You know, you take a piece of aloe. I'm not talking about those liquor juices there at the cafe. You take a piece of aloe and you open it up and you scrape that gel out and taste it. It's the bitterest of all plants. That's where the word sabr comes from. وَالصَّابِرِينَ فِي الْبَأْسَاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ وَحِينَ الْبَأْسِ أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُتَّقُونَ. As for those who are patient and persevering during the time of poverty, ill health and war, they are those who have fulfilled their covenant with Allah, and they alone are truly mindful of Allah. Look how Allah has elevated these people. Where are we? Where are we, Jamaat al-Muslim? Our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I end with this hadith. The hadith narrated by Abu Umama al-Bahili. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تزال طائفة من أمتي على الحق ظاهرين على عدوهم قاهرين لا يدرهم من خالفهم وفي رواية من خذلهم إلا ما أصابهم من لواء حتى يأتي أمر الله وهم كذلك. قالوا أين هم يا رسول الله؟ فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم في بيت المقدس. We've given a description about the people of Gaza and Palestine from the Quran. And now we're going to end with a description of the people of Gaza and Palestine
from the sunnah of our beloved Prophet Muhammad, Khayr al-Anam. Salawatu Rabbi Salamu Alayhi.
I want us to leave this Jumu'ah today with positivity, with true faith in Allah, that Allah has power over all things, that He is indeed the one and only creator, cherisher, nourisher, sustainer, manager, controller, owner and ruler of everyone and everything in the heavens and on earth. And He wants us to return to Him before He's going to aid us and help us and grant us victory over our enemies. The Prophet ﷺ says, there will always be a group from my ummah standing up for the truth, standing strong against their enemy. In other words, not giving up, not surrendering, not bowing, not prostrating, only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. عَلَىٰ عَدُوِّهِمْ قَاهِرِينَ لَا يَدُرُّهُمْ مَنْ خَالَفَهُمْ. Those who have differed with them or those who have betrayed them, that's the saddest part of what's going on. Not that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing our brothers and sisters in Palestine, because إِذَا أَحَبَّ اللَّهُ عَبْدًا إِبْتَلَىٰ. If Allah loves a people, if Allah loves His servant, then He tests that servant. The saddest part is that there are 2 billion Muslims standing and looking on. Although yes, our hands are tied. Why? Because the Muslim leaders, وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ إِلَّا مَا رَحِمَ رَبِّي, except for the one whom Allah has shown mercy to, have betrayed the people of Palestine. Have stabbed the people of Palestine in their backs. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says this won't harm them. لَا يَدُرُّهُمْ مَنْ خَذَلَهُمْ. Those who have betrayed them will cause no harm to them. Why? Because Allah is with them. إِلَّا مَا أَصَابَهُمْ مِنْ لَوَى, except that which befalls them of afflictions. Entire neighborhoods destroyed. No food coming in. The bodies piling up in front of a Shifa hospital. No electricity. No medicine. And an impending invasion of 300,000 troops with the aid and with the blessing of the Western world especially. إِلَّا مَا أَصَابَهُ مِنْ لَوَى حَتَّى يَأْتِي أَمْرُ, until the command of Allah comes. وَهُمْ كَذَلِكَ, and they are as such. And they are holding firm to that path of standing up for the truth, standing strong against the enemy, saying, حَسْبُنَ wa ni'mal wakil. They asked the Prophet, where are they, O Messenger of Allah? He said, they are in Jerusalem and on the outskirts of Jerusalem. أَكْنَافُ بَيْتُ الْمَقْدِسِ, that is الْأَرْضُ الْمَقَدَّسَ, that is the land of Palestine. وَلَا يَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَنَّمَا نُمْلِي لَهُمْ خَيْرٌ لِأَنفُسِهِمْ إِنَّمَا نُمْلِي لَهُمْ لِيَزْدَادُوا إِثْمًا وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيَذَرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ عَلَى مَا أَنْتُمْ عَلَيْهِ حَتَّى يَمِيزَ الْخَبِيثَ مِنَ الطَّيِّبِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do not let the disbelievers think for one moment that we give them respite. Who say in Afrikaans? Ons gee vir hulle draad. That we give them respite for their benefit. That we give them scope for their benefit. No, we only give them enough rope to hang themselves. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيُمْلِي لِلظَّالِمْ حَتَّى إِذَا أَخَذَهُ لَمْ يُفْلِتُهُ. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah gives respite to the oppressor. But when He takes him, there's no escape. There's no getting away.
وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ. And in the end, they will have a humiliating torment. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turns to us, Jamaat al-Muslim. Don't lose hope. Don't become despondent. Don't question Allah. لا يسأل أما يفعل وهم يسألون.
Allah is not questioned about what He does with us. But we are going to be questioned. So don't question Allah.
And Allah will never ever leave the believers in the condition that you are in. He turns it into the second person.
Until when? Until what advent? Until what time? Until Allah has separated the wretched from the righteous.
The cockroaches are coming out of the woodwork. The termites are coming out of the woodwork.
Allah is exposing who are the wretched and who are the righteous. فَلِيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلِيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ. Allah is exposing who are those who have fulfilled their covenant with Allah and who are those who have belied and broken their covenant with Allah. وَلِيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ.
And Allah is exposing who are the true believers and who are the hypocrites. May Allah make us of the true believers. Jamaat al-Muslimin,
dua. Besides dua, we have to do whatever we can. There's going to be a pledge line tomorrow, inshallah. You know the relief organizations that we have here in South Africa that are taking aid or trying to take aid to the people in Gaza. They need food, they need shelter, they need medicines. But most importantly, Jamaatul Muslimin, this is a time for us to repent and return to Allah. And to attempt to try and rid our hearts of that wahan, the love of the dunya and the hatred of death. And to try and become more conscious and mindful of Allah. For indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guarantees that one of His systems, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah will not change the condition of a people until at such time as they change the condition of themselves. And then when the doors are open, then we can go, Jamaatul Muslimin. فَأْتُوهَا وَلُوْ حَبُّ عَلَى الثَّرْجِ. The Prophet says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then go to it. Go to that liberating army, even if you have to crawl over ice. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make easy for our brothers and sisters in Gaza and in Palestine. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cause us to see the freedom and liberation of Al-Ard Al-Maqaddasa, of the Holy Land, of the people of the Holy Land, of Bayt Al-Maqdis, of Masjid Al-Aqsa in our lifetime. Ameen. Ya Rabbi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of our martyrs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant shifa to all our injured. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant victory. Wansurna ya Rabbi. على القوم الكافرين over the disbelieving people. وآخر دعوانا عن الحمد لله رب العالمين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين يا رب يا رب يا ستار العيوب استر عيوبنا يا رب يا غفار الذنوب اغفر ذنوبنا يا رب يا مفرج الكروب فرج كروبنا يا رب يا علام الغيوب قنا شر ما أهمنا وغمنا وارزقنا حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك يا عليما بخلقك يا خبيرا بخلقك يا لطيفا بخلقك ألتف بنا بما جرت به المقادير إنك على كل شيء قدير وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله لا تظلمن إذا ما كنت مقتدرا فالظلم ترجع قباه إلى الندم تنام عيناك والمظلوم منتبه يدعو عليك وعين الله لم تنم وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدا رسول الله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله عظمت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله صلى عليك الله يا علم الهدى ما هب
هبت النسائم وما ناحت على الأيك الحمائم أما بعد فيا حماة الإسلام وحراس العقيدة إلى أين يا سادة الكرام اسمعوا معي إلى ما قاله مولانا تبارك اسمه في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وكأي من نبي قاتل معه ربيون كثير فما وهنوا لما أصابهم في سبيل الله وما ضعفوا وما استكانوا والله يحب الصابرين وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تزال طائفة من أمتي على الحق ظاهرين على عدوهم قاهرين لا يدرهم من خالفهم إلا ما أصابهم من لواء حتى يأتي أمر الله وهم كذلك قالوا أين هم يا رسول الله فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم في بيت المقدس وأكناف بيت المقدس أعود بكم من هناك إلى هنا وما أدراك ما هنا هنا مدرسة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول فيها الحبيب المصطفى البر لا يبلى والذنب لا ينسى والديان لا يموت اعمل ما شئت كما تدين تدان ويقول أيضا كل ابن آدم خطاء وخير الخطائين التوابون الحمد لله رب العالمين وأشهد لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فيا أيها المسلمون أوصيكم ونفسي المذنبة أولا بتقوى الله تعالى وطاعته فقد قال الله تعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اتق الله حيثما كنت وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها وخالق الناس بخلق حسن واكثروا عباد الله من الصلاة والسلام على سيدي وحبيبي ونور قلبي محمد طب القلوب ودوائها وعافية الأبدان وشفائها ونور الأبصار وضيائها إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبو بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن الحسن والحسين وأهل بدر والحنين وعن سائر أهله الطيبين الطاهرين وعن سائر صحابته أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين المسلمين وأعلي بفضل كلمتين الحق والدين اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين وفي غزة خاصة يا رب العالمين اللهم انصرهم وثبت أقدامهم على اليهود الغاصبين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم حرم المسجد الأقصى من أيدي الصهاينة الحاقدين الظالمين المجرمين اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان اللهم اجبر كسرهم اللهم اشف مرضاهم اللهم تقبل شهداءهم يا رب العالمين عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون قوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله وأقموا الصلاة لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم استووا اعتدلوا أثابني وأثابكم الله الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألم تر كيف فعل ربك بأصحاب الفيل ألم يجعل كيدهم في تضليل وأرسل عليهم طيرا أبابيل ترميهم بحجارة من سجيل فجعلهم كعصف مأكول اللهم سمي الله لمن حمده الله 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 أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل يا أيها الكافرون لا أعبد ما تعبدون ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد ولا أنا عابد ما عبدتم ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد لكم دينكم ولي دين الله سمي الله لمن حمده الله 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 السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله جماعة المسلمين just an announcement there will be a march from Kaiserkracht to the parliament this afternoon from 2 o'clock everybody's encouraged those that are able to please join and let us show our solidarity to our brothers and sisters in Palestine, in Gaza in particular. And let us also show our disgust at the Western bias against our brothers and in favor of this brutal occupation that the West has shown for so many years now. Let us do our duty and inshallah ta'ala have our voices heard and speak with one voice. Jazakumullah khairan. Nastaghfirullah, nastaghfirullah, nastaghfirullah. Allahumma anta salam, minka salam, tabarak ya dhul jalal wal ikram. Sami'na wa ata'na ghufranaka rabbana wa ilayka al-masir. Wa la hawla wa la quwata illa billahi al-ali al-azim. Ya hayu ya qayyum bi rahmatika nastaghith wa min adhabika nastajir. Aslih lana wa li ikhwanina fi Gaza wa fi Falastin. Allahumma aslih lahum sha'unahum kullaha wa la takilhum ila anfusihim wa la tarfat 'aynin. ولا إلى أحد من خلقك ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين ولا أقل من ذلك يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين وفي غزة خاصة يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصرهم على أعدائهم أعدائك أعداء الدين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم دمر الصهاينة ومن والاهم. اللهم انصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان. اللهم اجبر كسرهم واشف مرضاهم وتقبل شهداهم يا رب العالمين. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.